blessed Lord. Oh, how they shout as they rise to their home beyond the sky. They're the bride of Christ and they are coming home.
Here comes Mom and here comes Dad. Oh, their faces look so glad as they march and they sing redemption song. Oh, what a smile on their face as they sing Amazing Grace. They're the bride of Christ and they are coming home. And here they come,
oh,
what a thrill.
Here they come,
marching up to Zion's hill. The victory's won as they bow before God's Son. The bride of Jesus is coming home.
The bride of Jesus.
Oh yes, the bride of Jesus is coming home. The bride of Jesus is coming home. What a day. Do you know the blessedness of that great day that's right down the road for us? I mean, if you're a saint of God and you're living a godly life, you've been born again. You know, you don't save by your good works or your good life. But I can tell you this, if you're born again, you live a good life because you now belong to Christ. And if you're living that life and you've been born again, you're getting ready to go home. Now, I've really got a program today that I am so excited about. I want you to hear the title, and I want everybody listening. Jesus Christ has provided for us anointed praying that Satan cannot interrupt. Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, has provided for us anointed praying that Satan cannot interrupt. Did you know there's a level of praying in which a believer, a saint of God, can do that Satan cannot interrupt? He cannot even hear it. He doesn't even know the language. And so you are praying beyond the reach of Satan. Now, if I know anything about this world of ours, if I know anything about what you're enduring and what you are having to deal with, then I'm here to tell you that you need to learn to pray in a manner that Satan cannot interrupt. You need to learn to pray in a fashion that the devil cannot stop it, that the devil cannot interrupt it, that the devil cannot interfere with it, that he don't even know what you're saying. That you're praying to God the Father in the name of Jesus by His Holy Spirit, and you're bypassing all the efforts of Lucifer. Now, I got to make this so real to you that you never forget this broadcast today. I really do not want anybody here to ever forget that you can pray in such a fashion that Satan cannot stop you or interrupt you, and he cannot stop the answer either. He cannot stop the answer. Now, oh, Brother Chambers, I don't believe in this kind of praying. Well, if you don't believe in this kind of praying, then you don't believe the Bible. And I believe every word of God, every word of God. Well, we proved that last week, didn't we, by that broadcast. I hope you heard the program a week ago. I do. Seven is God's numerical perfection. Seven is God's numerical perfection. If you didn't hear that, you need to go in the archives and get that broadcast. And, of course, there's an article that goes with it by the same title, and that's available. And every church needs copies of it for the whole congregation. They really do. We need to learn how great this Bible is. Now, today, if that Bible is true, then you can pray beyond the devil's reach. you can pray beyond the devil's reach. And I cannot think of anything more exciting than praying beyond the devil's reach. I'm going to turn me down a little bit because I'm trying to learn not to overpower this thing. And I'm bad for that. I tell you what, I got a big old booming voice. I'm going to turn something else down a little bit in case that might help. Now, I think we're more balanced. And listen, you got to hear this program. You've got to hear it. And you got to hear what I'm saying. You can pray in a fashion with an anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you can pray beyond the interruption of Satan. You can pray beyond the interruption of Satan. Is that fair enough? And I'm going to give you today, by the way, a CD of a Bible study I did some years ago. I listened to it afresh, put it on a CD. It was on a cassette. That's how old it was, on a cassette. But this sermon is very clearly praying beyond the reach of Satan. Praying beyond the reach of Satan. Now, if you need a cassette, you don't have a CD player, we'll give you one on cassette, but you need to tell them. If you just order it, you're going to get a CD, okay? A CD on beyond, a praying beyond the reach of Satan. America is in such a dire situation. The church world is in such calamity that if ever we need praying saints who pray in the power of the Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and are able to pray beyond the reach of Satan, this hour absolutely demands it. This hour absolutely demands it. And I am so excited. I am so excited. I will check the noise. I've cut it down a little bit, Mama. And I don't know of anything else making a noise. I have nothing here on. They say the station, it's got some noise. Well, I hope I've got it better. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going to cut me down just a little more just in case. I don't want you to be overpowered. And I want you to hear me. And I want us to have a great broadcast. I really do. I want us to have a great broadcast. I want us to touch the realm of the spiritual angle of prayer that you can become a prayer warrior like you have never been before. Now let's go to Romans 8. This is a classic scripture that deals with this great capacity of praying by the Holy Spirit. Now, let me go back to 1 Corinthians 14 and read the words of Apostle Paul first. Apostle Paul makes it plain that this kind of praying is possible. And so let's let him tell you, listen, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. My understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. I will pray with the spirit. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. Now, you get that and go to your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verses 14 and 15. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. But, what is it then, he says? I will pray with the understanding. I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. He said, I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. Now, the phones are ringing off, and that's good. I will give you now this CD. You will learn the power of praying. I promise you. You will learn the power to pray. And it doesn't matter if you're Baptist, a Presbyterian, a Methodist, a Pentecostal, even if you're Catholic. And you'll get on your face and stay there until the Holy Spirit breaks through in your life. You can pray in the power of the Lord, and Satan cannot interrupt. Is that making any kind of impact on your mind? Do you understand what Brother Chambers is saying? I'm not doing this to be a Pentecostal. I'm doing this to be a Bible believer and to help you learn the power to pray in that this nation of ours and this church world of ours is desperate for. Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, Apostle Paul deals with a spirit life, a spirit anointed life. And he says something that I have lived by. I've been a Christian 63 years this past March. My wife and I celebrated 60 years of marriage yesterday. So we've been in this and we've given our life to it. Our life to it. I was 16 when I was converted to Christ. I couldn't read. I couldn't write. I could not read. I had to learn to read with the Bible. Do you understand? So all I know is the Bible. That's really the extent of my knowledge, is the Bible. I've learned a few other things, and I love that, and I've been to a lot of places, and I've loved that, and I've read a lot of books that were not particular Bible-believing books just to see the other side. But I want to tell you, this Bible is pure, and it's right. Now, let me read it to you, and so you can hear it. Listen now. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Now, that's talking about weaknesses, our human weaknesses, our human helplessness. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, helpeth our infirmities. Have you learned to depend on the Holy Spirit? Utterly depend on the Holy Spirit? Man, I have to live my life dependent on that. Now, listen now. I'm reading the Bible, Romans chapter 8, verses 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We know not what we should pray for as we ought. None of us are so smart that we always know how we should pray and what we should pray for. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next hour holds. So the Lord does know all of that. And so when you pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, you're praying in a realm that even Satan cannot interrupt. Listen to me now. Listen so carefully. For you know not what you should pray for as you ought. You know not what you should pray for as you ought, but the Spirit itself, the Spirit himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Your lips are not capable of saying what you really need to say. Your lips are not capable of uttering exactly what God needs for you to say to him. But he that searcheth the heart, this is the Holy Spirit, he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, I can read numbers of scriptures and I will read others, but that's the classic. Romans 8, 26, 27. We know not what we should pray for as we ought because of our infirmities, because of the weaknesses of our flesh. You may be the best preacher in the world, but you've got a flesh that is given over to weaknesses and infirmities, and you're not all powerful, and you're not all knowing, and you don't have the intellect of God. You are a human creature, human being, born again, yes, saved, yes, sanctified probably, maybe filled with the Holy Spirit, but you still have infirmities, and you need him helping. And I've been praying a long time, and I love to pray. But I'm telling you, nothing is as important to me as praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when he maketh intercession for me with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, I read a verse a while ago in the book of 1 Corinthians 14. I want to go back and touch on that, because you really need to get this in your vocabulary. You really need to. Paul said, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my Spirit prayeth." Now, I'm talking about that when I talk about praying in a realm and in a way that Satan cannot interrupt and does not even know what you are saying. When the Holy Spirit upon you and in you prays in unknown tongues, the devil cannot interpret it. He cannot interrupt it. He cannot break through it. You're praying a hotline to glory. Just like our president can talk to the Kremlin in the USSR, can talk to the Kremlin on a hotline, and nobody in the world can hear that conversation but President and the Kremlin and Putin, those two people. They're the only ones, because it's a hotline to the Kremlin, USSR. Now, we've got a hotline to the holies of holies right inside the veil where Jesus is at the Father's right hand interceding for us. Now, if you don't want to pray like that, that's your business. And I will not try to enforce it upon you. But I'm here to tell you, I will teach it to you. And I will teach it to you in a way that you won't forget it. It's very simple. It's very plain. I'm not trying to make a Pentecostal out of you. I'm trying to make a Holy Ghost singer, a prayer out of you. I'm trying to get you on your face praying until you break through the sky, break through the heavens, and have a move of God and a move of the Holy Spirit that changes everything about your life. Hallelujah. Well, I lessen everything but my voice, and it's kind of boomy, and I can't help that, you know. But I'm here to tell you that I love you. You're important to me. You just don't know how important you really are to me. And I want you praying like you've never prayed in your life. America has got to have the Christian on their faces. The church in America has got to have the saints of God on their faces praying. In Australia, in New Zealand, in Russia, in the Ukraine, down in South Africa and all the other African countries, in Europe, Scotland, whatever nation you want to name. We got listeners in all of these places. Your country needs you, and your church world needs you on your face praying and talking to God with an anointing of the Holy Spirit that Satan cannot interrupt you. Are you willing to let us teach you that? Now, there'll be a big article that goes with this on the internet, but you can get that article. If you order this, you will also get this booklet, okay? You will also get this booklet, and it's entitled Anointed Praying That Satan Cannot Interrupt. You'll get the booklet and the CD if you simply call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and then jrc@paulcreek.org, okay? jrc@paulcreek.org, 704-391-0588, and then a toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. Hey, you got to get this material today. Please do not fail. Grab your phone right now. The ladies will be busy. If you wait till the end of the program, you may not can get through. But if you grab your phone right now, they will send you that CD and that article. Or you can just get the article, or you can just get the CD. That's up to you. But call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and Brother Chambers wants to talk to you. So grab your phone. Once you give them your name and address, or just your name if you're on the address list, and your zip code, you always need to give us that. Very important. And then a daytime phone number where we can reach you is very important also. But grab the phone and call quickly, and let's have some questions. What do you say? I don't mind the questions. You don't believe none of this? You understand, it will not make me angry with you. It will not make me angry with you if you call and ask me a question, letting me know you don't agree with me, but you want me to answer your question. And I will do my level best to answer your question, okay? So grab your phone and call me quickly, because I want to talk to you. If you can't call, I'd rather you call. But if you can't call, then you send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paw. Not Paul, but Paul, P-A-W. See, jrc@paulcreek.org. And we will be delighted to answer your questions. We're here for that reason. We're here for that reason. Well, I'm looking here to see if I've got any questions that have come in. I want to hear from you. You are important. Don't see any, so I presume they're not any yet. So grab your phone and grab your email. Okay, I want to hear from you. I want you to have the question that you need. Now, the Bible is very clear, and this article I have written will show you that right on into the 5th century, a name like Augustine, I guess, is a name that people recognize. He was a big theologian in the Catholic Church. He was also very much respected by John Calvin, some others. But there's some information in history that proves that those people believed in this wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And they experienced it right on down. I am amazed at the period and the level to which they experienced this wonderful moving of the Holy Spirit. And I was going to give you a quote here from Augustine, if I can find it. Very, very important, because they were brokenhearted. They were brokenhearted. Here's what Augustine said, and he died in 430 A.D. For who expects in these days those on whom hands are laid that they may receive the Holy Spirit, and they should forthwith begin to speak with tongues? Augustine said that. He said, who would expect it? It had already played out. It had been gone for nearly 100 years at that point. And you can go back to some of these great men. And I've got all of this in this article. Quotes that prove to you the wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit was real in the early church. And it has been real in every break forth of revival. I mean, even John Wesley spoke of it, and it was real in his day. And, you know, many others, Dwight Moody had it going on in many of his meetings when the revival would break with fire. Oh, friend, you need the Spirit of God anointing you this day so that you can pray and cry out to God, and God can use you to touch the heavens in your praying. All right. Questions and answers. I'm waiting on you. Don't want to waste any time now. I can talk and give you all kinds of information, and I will do that as I wait on your calls, but I really want to answer your questions. I want you to give me the question that you would be moved by, and you would help, and it would help you understand, and I will do my best to answer you, and I will only answer you by the Bible. One of the great quotes that I often remember is in the book of Jude. Now, Jude was, one of the early leaders of the church, a very, very special young man, and he said in his book, he said in his book, now listen to this. He says, keep yourselves in the, wait a minute, let me read these. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Listen to that. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Have you ever read that? Go to the book of Jude, last book before Revelation. Go to verse 20. Go to verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How many of you have never prayed in the Holy Spirit? How many of you have prayed in the Holy Spirit? Somebody who's never prayed in the Holy Spirit, call me and tell me, and let me help you see what you're missing. And if you're one of those who has prayed in the power of the Holy Spirit, share it with us. We'll be glad to listen. We'll take a moment, because I want this truth to grip the church world. We're going to pray at quarter till the hour together. And I tell you right now, I've realized if we're going to break through in America, if we're going to turn the tide of where our nation is headed, if we're going to break this power of evil that's coming from the leadership of the White House, all through much of the Congress and much of the political systems and personalities, if we're going to break through that, if we're going to stop this same-sex marriage, if we're going to stop this promotion of transgender promotion in our schools, in all of our local offices, offices of the government, and even imposing it on the church, we already are experiencing some incredible things. One lesbian just got awarded $30,000 from a minister because he would not marry her to her girlfriend. Listen, it's coming like a storm, and the mighty power to stop this is prayer. Oh yeah, we can do our best to elect the right people, and we will do that. We will help you understand that. I'm here to tell you, there's some people you know are for that. Hillary Clinton is one of them. Oh, she's gung-ho for all of this evil stuff that Barack Obama has promoted. She's been part of it. And you better learn this, and you better learn how to vote. But don't depend just on voting. You depend on God. Make prayer your prime line, okay? I want to hear from you now. Call with your gifts or send them by email, whichever you desire. Here's one that's come in. The lines are open. 704-391-0588. You got that? Very clear. 704-391-0588. The toll-free number anywhere in the world. No, I'm sorry. Toll-free only in America and Canada. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Toll-free 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-33-TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H. 1-800-33-TRUTH. That's the toll-free number. I want to hear from you. I want you to call quickly while I take this question on the email. You send your questions by email. I'd love to have a number of them. I had more last week than I could answer. I really did. I've heard large churches say that gifts have ceased and that we should focus on the social gospel. What do you say? I have heard by many large churches the gifts have ceased. There's not one verse in the Bible that suggests the gifts have ceased. Not one verse in the Bible. Now, there's one verse that people do try to interpret it that way, but they cannot. They just try. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let me go there. And if you want to call about it, that'll be fine. But he says, if I can find chapter 13 and find that particular verse, don't know whether before we see through a glass darkly. No, that's not it. All right. Charity never faileth. But whether these be, or whether there be prophecy, oh, here it is. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Now, he wasn't talking about, he certainly wasn't talking about it ending in the church era. He was talking about when the kingdom of God comes. There will be no need for those things. And has knowledge failed? Does any preacher preach with anointing so that you could say he prophesied? Of course they do. Then why would we say the tongues have ceased? That's not one part of that verse that would suggest that tongues should cease. There really is not, and we need to understand that and make sure that we don't get away from the truth of God's Word. Now, any question? Let's hear from it. We want to hear from you. You are very important. Here's another prayer. When you say, pray in the Holy Spirit, are you talking about speaking in tongues? Now, let me answer, there's two questions here. That's the first one. When you say praying in the Holy Spirit, are you talking or speaking or praying in tongues? No, not only. When you pray in the Spirit, that's anointed prayer where the Holy Ghost prays through you to God. That's uninterrupted. Satan cannot hear it. He doesn't even know the language if you're praying in unknown tongues. But you can pray in the Spirit in your flesh. I mean, I pray many times with God's anointing upon me, and I know every word I'm saying, and He's given me inspiration. He's given me wisdom. He's given me direction. He has mightily anointed me. And so when I pray both in the Spirit and with the understanding. That's what Paul said he did. Remember, I read that, 1 Corinthians 14, praying in the Spirit and praying with the understanding. Now, I don't want to turn nobody off. I want you to know if you're a Baptist and you'll get on your face in your prayer room and you'll just stay in there. Lord, whatever you would do in me, however you would pray through me, whatever gifts you would give me, my Bible says earnestly contend for the best gifts. Boy, have I been praying for that. I want to tell you folks in Charlotte and the surrounding communities, anywhere that can get to this church, I am praying for the anointing and the gifts of divine healing, miracles and the gifts of healing. And the Holy Spirit has laid it plain on my heart. I am going to see the gifts of healing and the working of miracles as I never have in my life. Here I am at 63 years a Christian, 79, almost 80 years of age, and I must have the last years, the last months maybe, last weeks, whatever it is, I must have it in the power of seeing you delivered. If you're sick in body, this church is believing God to give such miracles in the city of Charlotte and surrounding communities that this city and communities will know that God is as real as He was in the book of Acts. That's what we're committed to. We don't intend for nothing to stop us. I'm telling you, we intend to pray and fast and seek God until you are healed, until your children are healed, until your granddad and grandmother is healed. And don't tell me that God only heals some people. He don't heal everybody. That's a lie of the devil. If God promises salvation to one and all, He promises healing to one and all. He is no respecter of person. And if He said, by His stripes you are healed, then by His stripes you are healed. You, every one of you are named you. You understand that. Every one of you are part of you. And God said you. And no, if God said it, He meant it. Amen. Amen. Hey, Any question? Remember that now. When you pray, you don't just pray in the Holy Spirit. That's wonderful. I love to pray in unknown tongues. If I pray in a language and I recognize I prayed in that language a lot, I'll even ask God for a new, fresh language of the Spirit to come upon me. And oh, has He anointed me many times. If there's any reason I understand this Bible as I do, it's the Holy Spirit. It isn't the intellect of Joe Chambers. It is not the intellect of Joe Chambers. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. And I'm dependent utterly on that. Now, are you then saying that Christians who speak in tongues are more saved than those who do not speak in tongues? Absolutely not. You are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Every one of you who've been saved by the blood of Jesus and washed in that blood, and you've been made a new creature in Christ, you're born again, you are just as saved as anybody else is saved. You can't be part the way saved. You're either saved or you're not saved. Now, when you get saved, He doesn't want you to sit on your stool of do nothing. He wants you to grow. The Bible says that we are to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. The Bible says we are to search the Scripture, for in them are the ways of eternal life. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The Bible teaches us, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. No Christian should be satisfied just to be born again. Now, I do believe there's a lot of people who just saved and satisfied and sanctified and have no spiritual life about them, and many of them never were saved to start with. Because when you get saved, you're going to want what God's got. I mean, I want everything available to me. He said, earnestly contend for the best gifts. How long has it been since you earnestly contended for the best gifts? Now, where do I find that in the Bible, Brother Chambers? All right, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and listen to this. Last verse, verse 31, 1 Corinthians 12. But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Covet earnestly the best gifts. I mean, he says things like this, and they're just plain overwhelming. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. That's in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 39. So read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 14 this week. Then read the book of Acts. You'll find in the book of Acts, those men and women were moved by God's anointing and God's Holy Ghost. It was wonderful. Broadcast in trouble. You cannot understand a word you're saying in your broadcast. This is something maybe wrong with your signal. You need to take a break and fix it because it's not working your broadcast time. Thank you. Now, Marty, if I knew what to do, there's not a thing wrong in this office, not a thing. My voice is coming through loud and clear. I lowered it a little bit, trying to make it a little better. And so whoever out there cannot understand, I don't know. Maybe it's somebody's radio, or maybe it's the signal. But we'll work on it this week. I promise you that. We never let these things go without us searching the answer. But I don't know anything to continue. Maybe somebody else is getting it. So let me hear from you. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. And thank you, Marty, for sending me that. You're just concerned, and I know that, and I'm not resisting you. It's just that I'm having a good broadcast myself, and I know I'm saying the right things, and I don't know what's wrong out there, but I know one thing, we'll find out what's wrong. We also go out on radio by satellite, and I hope that is good. If it's not, then maybe there's a satellite problem. I know the signal is not over loud. Every instrument I've got shows everything working rightly and perfectly, and so I'm just doing my best. But listen, if ever we've needed the power of the Holy Spirit for great revival, this hour demands it. If ever we've needed the power of the Holy Spirit for great revival. Now, the lines are open, so grab a phone. I would like to speak with you. We'll see if you can hear my friends talking on the phone. Everything's open. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. 0588 704 391 You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, you're coming in fine from the beginning, so I don't know who is having trouble, apparently more than just a few people, but it's not the broadcast. It's probably thunderstorms or whatever. And anyway, in California, you're coming across very well from the beginning. I wanted to tell you that you're giving the most heartfelt and sincere statements on praying in the Spirit. You have such a you're so tender with how you're speaking about something so important, so that people out there who are scared of what it's called speaking in tongues, but you put it in such a way that it's just very comforting, and I just want you to know that.
Well, you know, George, I am burdened for America, and I am burdened for the church world. And I am just pouring myself out on my face in the altar here at church. And I'm seeking every program to be led by the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't matter whether they're Baptist or what they are. They can know the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. And they can become a great prayer warrior. And there's so much praying going on, but nothing's happening. The church world, there's a multitude of praying going on, but nothing seems to be changing anything. Washington gets worse by the hour. Our local governments get worse by the hour. Our local airport, Big Charlotte Airport, has now opened up their restrooms for transgender people to go in the restroom of their choice. And I'm having to say to people, don't use the restrooms at the airport. Use one at a hotel or at your at a service station or at a restaurant, but don't go in one at the airport. It's also true uptown in the city offices, and I suspect in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's going to be true next year in the schools, that they're going to say to school children, if you're a little girl but you think you're a little boy, then you can go in the boys' bathroom. That's coming. That's coming. And so apparently our praying isn't doing nothing. So why do we keep praying with nothing happening? Let's get on our faces and stay there till the Holy Spirit anoints us, until God breaks through, until we talk to God and the devil don't know what we're saying.
Yes. Would it be too shocking if I stood at the empty parking lot and burlap and ashes and sat down and prayed?
No, that won't help a bit. Just get on your face and pray till the Holy Ghost anoints you. And there's nothing wrong in doing it with some ashes and burlap on the street if you want to. But you got to hear you in the privacy of your office. In fact, he says, go in your closet, shut the door, and pray for God's glory.
Yes, absolutely.
I love you, brother.
I love you too.
Thank you for comforting me. Let me know that everything's fine out there in California. You're listening, of course, by internet, and apparently it's coming through clear and well on internet. Praise the Lord. God bless you, buddy.
Wait a minute. Do you come in another way besides the internet?
We're on radio.
Oh, that. Okay.
We're on radio all over this area around here.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. God bless you. God bless you. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, Brother Chambers.
Hey, my friend.
How are you today?
I am just sitting here loving the Lord, preaching the word, speaking the truth.
Amen.
Trying to get people on their faces praying.
I just had to call in. You're talking on one of my favorite subjects.
Okay.
I thought I'd share a little testimony for those that are kind of in doubt.
Can you do it? Do it kind of quickly so that I can take all these calls that are coming and emails. But I want you to share yours, my brother.
Okay. Well, long story short is, of course, I grew up in a Pentecostal home. But when you get to the age to where you begin to search things out for yourself, I realized that's what I needed to do. And so when I began to ponder all of these things, and you know, like tongues and the Pentecostal way, I sought the Lord about it. And when I did, of course, you know, it seems like whenever you start trying to do something from God, even seek the Lord, the enemy's going to fight you.
Like with all he's got.
And so I really got on my knees, and not only did Satan fight me, but he began to tell me that I wasn't saved, and that I was basically lost. And so I was at the altar one night praying, and I was you know, trying to seek the Lord, not just for the baptism, but just to see if it was real.
Hallelujah.
And the pastor's wife came up, and she laid her hand on my head, and the Lord gave her a word. She began to pray in tongues over me, and then she interpreted what she said, the Lord through her. And what came out of her mouth, only God could have known. It absolutely, the way it started out, the message was this: you are my son, you are saved, I have washed you in my blood. And then there was a part at the end of it that just only God could have known, because the Lord said, I am with you. And he said, I am with you when you walk through your yard and when you are in your shed. Now, to those listening, that probably sounded crazy. But what the two things about that was, that's how I prayed.
In your yard and in your shed.
I prayed walking through my yard. Nobody knew that. And I had a place. I had an altar I built. It was just an old log. And I'd go out there and pray over that log, bend over that log and pray. And the Lord knew that.
That's beautiful.
See? Only God knew that. My wife didn't even know that.
I've seen the Holy Spirit do things like that so many times. I've said things to people. I picked up the phone and called somebody because I felt the urge, and they were almost sitting there waiting, needing a miracle. I got a brother in Florida that had shingles, and he had them for months. And he suffered until it was incredible. I mean, terrible. One night, he goes to bed at 9, but about 10:30, 11, I felt led of the Holy Spirit to call him. And he was in his bedroom wrestling with that thing, just miserable. I felt like he wanted to die, and God healed him that night. See? And so those kind of things have happened so many times, but I'm believing them more than ever to take place in my life. I've got to have them.
Amen. Praise God, brother.
God bless you, brother.
People say it, but it's one thing to say it and believe it. God works in mysterious ways.
God works in supernatural ways. Mysterious is a good word, but really it means beyond our understanding, and that becomes supernatural. And God does it for anybody that will let him.
Amen, brother.
And there's nobody listening to me that cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit. But you first got to be born again. You got to know your sins have been washed away. And then you seek Christ. Somebody says, how can I receive the Holy Spirit? Get so full of Jesus that he rules your life. And that's what the Holy Spirit comes to anoint. Is he comes to anoint Jesus in you, not just you. He anoints Jesus in you. And if you don't have Jesus ruling in your life, there's no way to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
God bless you. What a joy. What a joy. Anybody on the air, they're waiting on me. Nope. Sorry about that. Call quickly. Hey, these are good. Hey, thank you. Oh, thank you, George. Somebody, we've got a radio station somewhere that something's wrong, I presume. I hope it's not the satellite, which would mean all the radio stations are having problems. I don't know that, but I know one thing. I'm here to bring you the truth, and we got a lot of good people listening, and you grab your phone. Hey, got a lot of questions here. Thank you. I appreciate that. I love questions. Someone whom I believe is a born-again believer pointed me to the reading of a French mystic from the 1700s named Jean Guon. She wrote a book called A Short and Easy Method of Prayer. Have you ever heard of it? What do you think of religious mysticism? Hey, I don't believe in religious mysticism, but I believe there are great people who have been called mystics who were nothing but great Christians. And in that case, they wasn't real mystics anyway. And I've heard a lot about Madame Guon, and everything I've heard has been good. So I would not say anything bad about her or anything to point people to her until I did some research on it. But I don't think there's any question. This woman was a godly woman. I don't know how she got called a mystic, but I don't think that was a right word to call her from what I have heard. People just don't like folks who get full of the Holy Ghost and God begins to use them, and they'll give them fictitious names sometime. And I don't know that's true with this case. I'm being very careful here. I don't like to endorse somebody unless I've gone into it deep enough that I know what I'm talking about. But I don't think this woman was a mystic. And I'm here to tell you, if ever we've needed to learn the power of prayer, listen, if you don't want to believe nothing I say about praying in the Holy Spirit, just do this for me. Get on your knees and find you a place and start praying until you pray through. And don't try to follow me. You just let the Holy Spirit guide you. Live by this word. Go read 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14. Go read the book of Jude. Go read Romans 8 and those wonderful words I read to you earlier. Then go back and read Mark 16, where Jesus said that they that believe shall cast out devils and they shall speak with new tongues. I want to tell you something. This work of the Holy Spirit is real. And you find your way to pray on your knees and pray till you pray through and just let God mightily use you in prayer, whatever your background is. Do it, and let's turn this nation back to God. Would you? Let's turn this nation back to God. Hey, one word here before we pray at the 15 till hour. Dear Brother Chambers, well, here's a big old long one that I don't have time to read. I believe the powerlessness within the church is due at least in part to the proliferation of adulterous marriages within the church. Well, I believe that'll stop it. I believe that'll stop it. I really do. And thank you for that. We must have a clean lives, and our churches must be full of clean people. If you want God to use you, get sanctified. Get the world out of your life. Get the world out of your life. I don't believe a double-minded minister should ever be in a pulpit as an ordained minister. We don't ordain double-married men or women. We do not. We do not. And we believe that's biblical. And we don't, you know, we aren't cutting anybody down. We're just trying to be a blessing. That's all. Let me go to one more here. Got a minute before time to pray. This pray until the anointing right on. Thank you for that. Pray until the anointing right on. I like that. Pray until the anointing. Pray until God moves you. Pray until God moves you. Whether you don't have to do it like I'm telling you. Just start right where you are. See, you say, I've never heard this before. Just start where you are. Make sure you are totally given to Jesus, that his blood has washed you and that you're clean, pure, that he's made you holy. Don't you tolerate sin in your life. If you tolerate sin in your life, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Bible makes it very plain that if you're going to live for Jesus, you've got to live a pure and godly life. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Did you know that? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, if we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. If we sin willfully. All right, good enough. Time to pray. All of you, everybody listening, all over the world, anywhere, you're hearing this in the archives, stop and pray, okay? Hearing it in the archives, days later, weeks later, it don't matter when, stop and pray. Let's pray. Father, we are burdened for America. We are burdened for the church world in all the nations of the earth. We're burdened for the governments of wickedness in many quarters of this globe. We come asking for the judgment of God against sin and darkness. We come asking you, God, to stop the same-sex marriage juggernaut that seems to grip the world. Pull it down and stop it, Father. I'm believing you. I'm believing you to judge wicked men like Barack Obama. I'm believing you to judge them and stop their promotion of wickedness and evil, same-sex marriage, etc., etc., etc. Father, I believe you to stop it. I believe you to bring America to Holy Ghost revival, mighty by the Spirit of God. And I devote myself, Father, to seek your face, to encourage my listening audience to seek your face, to stay before you until they pray through, whatever be their background. Whether they believe what I say or not, just forget all of that and get on their knees, Father. Help them and stay there until they pray through. Father, I'm claiming your great hand of power, anointing, your sweet Holy Spirit, your mighty moving. I'm praying for anointing upon people to pray in the Spirit, that the Father may take the deep needs and intercede through us and for us straight to your throne room, Father, right in the veil, right in the veil. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, I claim a miracle. I claim a miracle. Listen to this. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Listen, I'm reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and 19. It gripped my heart while I was praying. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. Listen, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Did you hear that? That's Hebrews 10:19-23. Hebrews 10:19-23. Read that this week every day. And there's a new way of praying, see? And the Old Testament church didn't know this. Even the New Testament church until Pentecost didn't know this. So Paul is saying what God is saying to us by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. Now, if you go inside the veil in praying, it will be the Holy Spirit who takes you in there. It won't be how good you are. It won't be how much you pray. It won't be how long you pray. It won't be how many days you fasted. It will be the hand of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that takes you inside that veil. And when you get in there praying by the Holy Ghost, the devil don't know a word you're saying. The devil can't build up a barrage against it. The devil can't stop it. There is nothing the devil can do against your praying when you pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? When you pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. And remember what I answered a question a while ago, that may be in your own tongues as well as in the Holy Spirit. Because you can get anointed to pray in your own language, and that is as beautiful as I can ask for. I love it when God anoints me to pray. I really do. Well, I'm trying to see if there's another one here. Here's a broadcast in trouble. Well, we've read that, and I'm very sorry. Wanted to let you know that your signal is transmitted poorly today, very muffled, and that may apparently be radio. I really do not know. I'm trying to see if there's anything I've missed here. Are you praying until you get anointed to pray? Will you learn to do that? Will you really? Will you let me send you this wonderful CD, a wonderful Bible study? It was done on a Wednesday night in a study setting. It's a little over an hour long, and it's free. And I will send this to every one of you out there who want to learn to pray with greater power, who want to learn to be a greater prayer warrior. It's a very simple message. You'll be able to understand it. Take your Bible. I pray that you will get right in the middle of it. It will bless you. We'll send you also this article. Has all these quotes about Augustine and numbers of early Irenaeus, I believe you pronounce his name. Many of these, the early centuries, are quoted because they believed in these gifts of the Holy Spirit. They believed in these gifts of the Holy Spirit. You can't interpret 1 Corinthians 13, where he said, prophecy shall fail, tongues shall fail, by that early church example, because they proved he wasn't talking about them losing this anointing. And he isn't talking about you losing this anointing. It's been on my life so many times in so many wonderful ways. I don't deserve any of them. He gets every bit of the credit, but I want you to know it's wonderful. Now, questions and answers. Any more questions? Grab your phone. 9 minutes. I want to hear from you. I want to send you this material. The ladies are standing by, so grab your phone. Don't let your phones be lazy. All right, grab your phones all over the listening audience. Grab your phones quickly, very quickly, and let's get this thing settled with you and your life so that you can become a mighty prayer warrior. Mighty prayer warrior. Whatever your faith, whatever your background, I mean, whatever church you've been connected with, put them aside, anything that you've heard, and just get in this Bible, get in this book of 1 Corinthians, get in this book of Jude, get in the book of Acts, get in the book of John, get in these books of the Bible, and dig for yourself. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, the Bible said, very carefully. Now, what am I preaching in the morning? Oh boy, what am I preaching? I'm preaching on Jesus Christ, and I am that I am. Jesus Christ, and I am that I am. Now, where'd you get those words, I am that I am? That's the name God gave Moses at the burning bush. He said, you tell them people down in Egypt, I am that I am have sent you. Did you know that Jesus Christ says 7 times in the book of John, I am. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, I am the door. He said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I am the resurrection and the dead. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the vine. Seven times in the book of John, Jesus said, I am. I'm preaching them in the morning. How about that? Seven is the number of numerical perfection. And there's seven times in the book of John that Jesus said, I am. Seven times. And I am means he is the sovereign one. He is almighty. He is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He is mighty to save. He's mighty to deliver. I am the bread of life, he said. I am the light of the world, he said. I am the door, he said. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the dead. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. Seven times. I'm preaching that in the morning right here in the house of God at Paul Creek. And men, would I left for you to hear it. They're putting up new lights in our sanctuary. Same light fixtures, but new bulbs. And it is lighting up that place. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. I'm overwhelmed by it. Oh, I want you here tomorrow. Oh, I'd love to have people all over my listening audience come and hear this message, Jesus Christ and the I Am That I Am. Jesus Christ, the I am that I am. I want you to know something. Jesus Christ is eternal. He is God. Do you understand that? He is the everlasting Savior. He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Lily of the Valley, Bright Morning Star, Rose of Sharon. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He was alive. He was crucified. He's alive again. And on goes the great names of Jesus. But the seven I'll give you tomorrow of the seven great I Ams in the book of St. John. How many of you knew that he said seven times in the book of John, I am? I tell you what, I didn't know it until a few weeks ago. It thrilled my heart. I knew every one of them, loved every one of them, but never put them together as seven right in the book of John. You see, seven is that number of numerical perfection. You remember the program a week ago. If you didn't get the booklet from last week, you need to go on the internet and find it or call us and let us send it to you. It really is dynamic. The name of it was simple, seven. God, seven is God's numerical perfection. What's the title? Seven is God's numerical perfection. I want to help you folks. I want you to grow and mature and go on with God. I'm trying to see if there's another question here anywhere. Don't want to miss any of my friends. You know that. I wouldn't miss you for nothing. I'd get my hand to get a little more steady here. Somebody said something is wrong with the sound. All right, I won't worry about that. We've already discussed it. Prayer CD, somebody's already ordering that. That's good. And you can, by the way, order it online, jrc@paulcreek.org. I want you to have the CD, and I want you to have this booklet. Very important. I want you to learn the mighty power of prayer. I want you to learn the mighty power of prayer. The lines are open. Some of them open. Grab your phone right now. Don't quit calling until these ladies have worked for another hour. Keep calling and get this CD and get this booklet, will you? Every one of you out there, all over my audience, get your phone and start calling. The ladies will wait on you. If you call and they have to put you on hold, you just be patient. If you call and they're so busy they don't answer and you get a voicemail, either leave it on the voicemail or hang up and call back in 2 or 3 minutes and you'll get these ladies and they will send you this CD and this booklet. I want to send it to 1,000. I want to send this CD and this booklet to 1,000. Can you imagine if 1,000 people would start praying with me as I'm talking about until you pray through? And I trust that is already happening. I'm crying out to you. The time is later. The coming of the Lord is at the door. Now, camp meeting. You do know our camp meeting is only 3 weeks away from tomorrow night. 3 weeks away from tomorrow night, June the 28th to July the 3rd. You've got to be part of it. And you know what the theme is. The theme is preparing the saints for the millennial reign. I'm telling you, we'll be in that millennium before you know it. If Jesus would come today, 7 years from now, we'll be back to this earth, the saints of God, with Jesus Christ, and he will set up his throne in Jerusalem, and then he will reign on this earth and rule it, rule it. Rule this earth for 1,000 years. Righteousness will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, the Bible says. Do you understand that? The Bible says that. Now, go to the internet and get our sermons and get these booklets and these radio broadcasts. Tell your friends about it. If you're not on my email list, we have 30-some thousand. Send you email. You can put your cell phone if you'll go on the internet. jrc@paulcreek.org is my email address, but the website is paulcreek.org, simply. Paul Creek, PAWCREEK.org. PaulCreek.org. You can go to anywhere you are, and you can get all kinds of sermons. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio programs. I've covered so many subjects. I love you. Oh, I really do. Now, this broadcast has been a broadcast about prayer. I'm sorry there's been some technical problems in some areas, and I don't know where they are. We'll find that out as we progress and look into things. But I want to tell you, we're glad you're listening. We're glad you know the power to prayer, and we pray that you will learn to pray as never before. Do not be satisfied with penny-ante praying. Do not be satisfied with a little 2-minute to 10-minute praying. Learn to get on your face and pray till you pray through. You say, how do I know when I pray through? You'll know. I can't tell you. You'll know when you pray through and God begins to move your soul and the joys of the Lord cover you and you sense that God's really listening, and then you'll get answers to your prayers. You haven't been getting answers? Well, then learn to pray according to the Bible. What did the Lord say when he was talking about that unjust judge and the widow? He said, shall not the Lord avenge his elect that cry day and night unto him? Shall not the Lord avenge his elect that cry day and night unto him? He even said in one place, you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. Do you understand that? You ask amiss. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it on your own lust. When you're praying selfishly, you're not going to get anything. Are you hearing me? When you pray selfishly, you're not going to get anything. Now, I got another minute, and I don't want to waste a bit of time. Now, listen to me. 704-391-0588. The ladies are standing by taking your calls. 704-391-0588. The toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. You can get this CD, and you can get this booklet on prayer, and I hope you'll do that. Please don't be careless about this. Please don't ignore it. Please don't say, I'll wait till another day. You need to start now and learn to pray with God's power and God's anointing upon your life. It is desperate. The need is great. I'm telling you, the need is great. We serve a mighty God. He is mightily able to save. There is no end to his great love and great grace. And he literally cares about you. He really does. He literally cares about you. And he will bless you. And he will pour out his Spirit upon you. Do you hear me? He will pour out his Spirit upon you. He will. And I love you. Keep calling. We're your friends.